Are you ready?
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, welcome to Bringing the Thunder. It's our weekly look into WCW's second show. And my God, what a last show we had, because we had sold out 1998. To look back at that and everything we're going to come up in this week's episode of Thunder, please join me, Andrew, in welcoming once again my co-host, Mr. Ross Bell.
Hello.
Sold out last week. My God, what a show that was.
It was all right, wasn't it? Yeah, lived up, well, not lived up to expectations, kind of went above and beyond what my expectations were of a 98 WCW pay-per-view.
I think we're going to get shows coming up over the next couple of years in the WCW timeline where we don't get any good at all, so let's just take the good when we can get it.
Definitely, yeah.
As we said last week, by and large, it was a good show.
Yeah. Yeah. But now we're back to Lee Marshall.
Stagger Lee is back. Stagger Lee is back. Service is resumed. Back to the norm that we know, but not quite, because we have a new open and only four episodes in, which isn't usually a good thing. New set.
Yeah, they've already given up with the older stuff and they've got it a bit, given it a bit of a makeover.
Lots of metal grating. Lots and lots of metal grating.
Yeah, I think they saw an episode of the Crystal Maze in the industrial zone.
And or, thought, of course, yeah, we like they that. Went to IKEA and saw the cheese graters and the kitchen utensils and thought, hey, I've got an idea here. Yeah. Because this just looks like a massive kitchen utensil display.
Yeah. Maybe this is around the time that the first IKEA opened up in America.
I just feel sad for the two guys who were operating the mechanical doors. What happened to them? So there's always a victim.
Be world champions in a few years' time. Don't worry about it.
Give it time. Four episodes in, we have a makeover. But the good thing is, as we already said, never fear, rest easy. Stagger Lee is still here.
I'm going to be sad when he goes. How long do you reckon he lasts?
I don't know. All I know is when he is here, and I apologise, is when he is here, he's great. I can't help it. Right, on this show tonight, it's announced that we get a tag team championship match. The Steiners challenging Kevin Nash and Conan.
Yeah.
Kevin Nash and Conan, that is. Under Wolfpack rules, which means Scott Hall can't compete, so Conan's taking his place for the tag titles. And we're going to hear from Nick Patrick. Didn't we have this before?
This is, I'm not sure they just copy and pasted this from another episode of Thunder.
Starcade was like 2 months ago. So why are they still talking about this? Why is he still suspended?
I don't know.
Dusty Rhodes also here to announce his shocking heel turn and his joining the NWO at Sold Out. That's all to come. Huge night of action. And we're kicking straight off with DDP defending the US Championship against Sick Boy. How did he get a title shot? We don't know.
Who knows? Like, Sick Boy is kind of probably the worst of all of the flock, but he's got a match. And I mean, it was all right. I was never a DDP guy because I never used to watch WCW, which is kind of one of the reasons why we're going back through this. But the more I see him, the more I kind of get the hype behind him and why he was so highly rated.
DDP, I was the same, because obviously when I was watching both shows, but I was a WWF guy. So so you know the big names in WCW, but DDP was the one that climbed up through the ranks, as we hear and are going to hear a lot over the next few years that we do this show and everything. He looked like Sick Boy. For me, looked really good. There was a great slingshot top rope drop kick that he hit that they now ignored completely. Didn't even mention it, but it looked amazing.
Because he's just a guy, isn't he? I mean, he probably is the worst of all the flock, but the flock could all wrestle. Even the big lads. They're a really, really good faction.
DDP at the Diamond Cutter took forever to cover. I'm talking like Triple H, Booker T, Mania, 19 levels of time here to cover and get the win. But he did. Paige left through the crowd, as was his MO at the time.
Yeah.
Good opening match. Crowd liked it. Crowd were into it. Crowd were great tonight, I have to say. Again, they're hot for Thunder. They are hot for Thunder. Did you notice when I come out from commercial, the crowd were counted down 3-2-1?
Were they? I missed that.
Yep. They were being queued to come out a break to cheer.
Superb.
Mike Tenay's here. It's right, people. It's all right.
Calm down. Iron Mike Tanai is here. He's here with J.J. Dillon. Can you smell the excitement? Because J.J. Dillon is going to talk to us.
Guess what he said? The same thing he said in the previous 4 weeks. Absolutely nothing. Again.
As we find out, Nitro, 3 days before, the powerbomb was banned because of what happened to Giant at Sold Out when he almost broke his neck. Nash did it to Ray Traylor anyway. Now, Dillon was shocked and appalled. I tell you, he was shocked and appalled by Kevin Nash doing this and going against the ban. So he fined Nash $50,000. Now, he says he doesn't know he's paying the fine, but he has an idea. He thinks that Hogan's paying it. Now, I'm going to ask this question. Why is everyone poor except for Hulk Hogan? Like, Hogan paid Nash's bond against the Giant. Yeah. Kevin Nash is on a guaranteed contract, as we hear a lot in this time in the sheets and stuff. But Kevin Nash,
very well paid, guaranteed deal.
He can't pay $50,000. Why is Hogan like the... I don't get this.
Is that some sort of payment plan? Come on.
Is he on like a direct debit? Like, does Hogan offer like a minimal interest thing? Like... I don't know. Like, we hear all this stuff about Conrad Thompson now. Is this like the original Save with Hogan? Is Hogan the one who sorts everything? You know? It's I'm almost waiting for like a some sort of really overplaced ad that we hear a lot in podcasts now. But like, is Hogan the original here? Where it's just like, Hogan's the man. If you need some money, even though you're really rich anyway, because you were on Top of the Riff for like a year, even though the ratings were awful, but and you went to WWE on a guaranteed contract, you're like one of the biggest people in wrestling today. But you can't afford $50,000. Why does Hogan have... You put Hogan over enough. Don't put him over as the richest man in the world as well. It's Kevin Nash.
Just inflate his ego. This is all into his contract, isn't it?
Anyway, this segment was death. J.J. Dillon is an awful mouthpiece to talk about stuff. He doesn't... Yeah. You don't want to listen to him.
No, he is awful. Thankfully, what the match that followed really got the crowd going.
Jim Duggan's here. Jim Duggan was past his prime in 93.
Yeah. I heard on the Wrestle Me podcast, they were talking about wrestlers' nicknames and why people are called certain things. So Jim Duggan, Hacksaw Jim Duggan, yet he carries a 2x4.
Yep.
Hacksaws aren't used for cutting 2x4s. They're more for metal.
Shouldn't you need 2x4 Jim Duggan?
Exactly. Yes. Why is he Hacksaw Jim Duggan?
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. He breaks his 2x4 over Meng's back in the match, but then Meng still wins with a death grip. I wish he put the death grip on me so I didn't have to watch this.
Yeah, now, this match completely passed me by. Absolutely passed me by. I didn't even remember it happened. I made absolutely no notes of this match at all.
A waste of time. Let's move
on. Yeah, it was.
Raven's up next against Marty Jannetty.
Here we go.
Anything goes, as it's a Ravens match, so Raven rules. Dropped Howard onto a chair. Looked great. Brilliant.
Nice. Yes.
Did you hear Shivani point out Raven's orthopedic boot?
No, did he?
Apparently, Raven has one leg shorter than the other. This is not a gag. I'm not setting anything up. This is a genuine thing. Once you see it, but next time you watch Thunder for our next show, watch if Raven's there. Watch. He's got one boot's different. It's thicker.
I'm looking at a screen now. He's got like a white bit on the bottom of one of his boots.
It's orthopedic too, because he has one leg shorter than the other. Why do you need to tell us this? Like, I don't understand why we need to know that.
Yeah, that's ruined some of the mystique of Raven for me now.
Yes. Match was all right. DDT won. Raven was Raven. He was good, despite the shorter leg thing. Jannetty is still there. I don't know why.
Dressed like a rocker.
Yeah.
Is this... before the new Rockers? I have a feeling that was 99, wasn't it, with Leaf Cassidy?
That was 97.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, 99. Leaf Cassidy was Al Snow doing hardcore stuff.
Foley's
book and stuff with the Rock on SmackDown.
Wow, so he is still banging this rocker drum with the gear.
Yes, he is.
Give it up, Marty. Come on. You've got some daughter somewhere.
Was this before or after he killed the guy? Which he didn't kill the guy, but he did kill the... Oh, I don't know.
Rodham to a river or something.
Yeah. Oh, Jesus. Up next, Yuji Nagata against Goldberg. The man, the myth, the legend. Goldberg is here after being omitted from Sold Out for some reason. Wasn't even mentioned, but Goldberg is here. And you know what else is here? Lots of empty seats opposite the main camera.
Yeah.
Fill them up.
Yeah, just put everyone there.
Take the people that are sitting next to the camera position where you can't see and put them opposite the camera.
Come on, it's a TNA proven tactic. It works.
Like, they do it at the Oscars. They're actual seat fillers. It's a thing. It's like, yeah, people will go to like camera positions and fill the seats. You're a TV company, WWE. You are a little... You are owned by a TV company.
Yeah. No. Sort it out. You should not be seeing empty seats on your... I mean, it's not your main show, but still, it's the fourth week of your second show.
Goldberg was over, though. Goldberg
was proper over. Was, yeah. And the match, it was a Goldberg match, a minute and 40.
Jackhammer.
Yeah.
Win.
Yeah. Second best jackhammer in wrestling. It's good.
Yep.
Still a good move.
Oh, I love you.
Okay, I'm just, just off track topic slightly. I'm just searching Lee Marshall's WWE career, and he is with us for another 40 episodes of Thunder.
Oh, thank God.
And then he is fired on Christmas Eve.
That's
and it doesn't work again for 2 years until he turns up in the Women of Wrestling pay-per-view.
Bounce back. That's bounce back ability right there. Yes. That really is. Well, God. We get a Nitro flashback. NWO and Savage had an argument. Savage is now on his own.
Wasn't he on his own anyway?
I thought he was.
Yeah.
Because him and Hogan would, I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay, up next, we get an announcement that at Super Bowl, we're going to have a no DQ match. Randy Savage versus Lex Luger. No DQ for Super Bowl. Great, whatever. Fine. Even though Luger cleanly beat him at Sold Out, there was no doubt. So that's why we'll need no DQ match. Scott Hall is out for a promo. He wants WWE Championship. He wants JJ Dillon and Roddy Piper for some reason. I don't really know why.
Yeah.
And he introduces Dusty Rhodes, who gets huge heat because of what happened. Obviously, it's Sold Out. Yeah. He comes out and says that he's sick and tired of carrying Shivani on commentary. Hall then signed off with a four lifeline. Music started. But Rhodes kept talking, so the music stopped, and they just carried on.
Shambles.
Yep, brilliant. Dusty talked about the marks on the internet, because obviously it's 98, so that's what you do. Yeah. And then he said, without further ado, let's get on Memphis, Tennessee. That was the sign-off line.
Let's get on.
What are they Memphis, getting on? Tennessee. Are they getting on a horse, a train, a cart, a tram, a tandem bicycle?
Yeah, something, anything. Just finish that sentence, Dusty.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know if I want to. What's Scott Hall on tonight? The answer could be anything.
Yeah, it's not something we need to delve too deep into.
It wasn't a great promo. Dusty's better than this, but then the story's awful. It doesn't make sense. So, Dusty, there's only so much turd you can polish, really, isn't there? This was great, but apparently we found what they're getting on, because Scott Hall's facing Disco Inferno now, so that is what he was getting on. Disco hits his chart buster, it's the stunner, but anyway. Rhodes pulls Hall out to break the count. Hall wins with the edge.
Done
They got on it. All right,
thanks for coming.
Okay, this is where the show really jumps up again now, because Nick Patrick is here. He's still dressed as a referee. No, he's suspended. Why is he suspended? Why has he still got his gear on? Who's letting him in the building?
This friggin' mullet and bow tie combination is...
But I hope you agree with me on this one. I really do. Is Nick Patrick a better promo than most of the roster so far?
Yeah. Yes, he is.
He's a good promo.
He really is.
He could be a manager. He could be a heel manager for someone. It was a really good promo.
He could be like a Harvey Whippleman type.
I couldn't believe it. Like, we've heard Dusty just incomprehensibly talk bollocks. We've heard Piper just ad-lib jokes about Clinton. We've had Saturn cut promos you can't even understand. Goldberg can't cut a promo anyway.
Yeah.
And you got a referee outshining them all.
Yeah, that's bad. Like, sort it out, boys. Come on.
So, I don't know. Nick Patrick wants to obviously referee again. He wants to referee the match between Hogan and Sting at Super Brawl. And move on. That's it.
Brilliant. Thanks, Nick.
TV title up next. Booker T versus Saturn. I like both these guys. I like this match. Saturn's good. Saturn's very good. And Booker T is Booker T.
This deserved more than 3 minutes. Like, four of the interview segments and give this another 5 minutes.
I know.
Booker versus Saturn's great.
Rick Martel came out. Booker argued with him. They fought off the flock together. Martel suffered a concussion and Sold Out, we get told. I wonder if that actually leads to Martel leaving shortly, because Martel's out of it any time now, really, I think.
Well, he makes it to Super Brawl as the champion.
Does he?
Yeah.
Does he?
So something happens in the next couple of weeks.
I didn't know he won the belt. Oh, I did not know that.
So, because Booker has two matches on Super Brawl back to back. One to win the title, then one to defend the title.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Okay, then. good
stuff.
I'm not
sure how that happens. We'll find out
hopefully
in a few weeks.
Hopefully we get that total change on Thunder. That'd be good.
Yeah. I mean, that'd be Nitro, obviously.
Obviously. Talking of Nitro, we get another recap. Sting came down from the ceiling, kicked Savage, and put a deathlock on him, while Hogan and Hall watched and didn't help Savage, because Savage is now on his own, which he already was. But now he is on his own. But he was on his own before he was on his own.
Such a weird story.
So I'm confused by this.
It's so strange.
Tag match.
Yeah, let's talk about that. Time. Something good.
Jericho and Guerrero versus Benoit and Malenko. Oh, what a match.
Can't
go wrong
with these four boys, can you?
Loved it.
Cannot
Could
go
have
wrong
10 more
with these four boys in the ring at once.
Could have had 10 more minutes and we loved every minute of it.
Again, this was 6 minutes, 38 seconds of just pure cruiserweight brilliance from all four guys. They're all just absolutely superb.
Benoit got the crossface and Jericho for the win. Benoit was in the ring for a promo. The promo wasn't good, and it gets worse. But it builds up, because Benoit's in there, but he's going to keep inflicting pain till somebody takes notice. DDP comes out and says that he's noticed this. He challenges Benoit for the US title next week on Thunder. Now, this did everything it was meant to. It ticked all the boxes. They hit their points. They got the match built up.
Brilliant.
But these promos were awful.
Yes, it was never Benoit's strong point, was it?
Nor was it DDP's either.
No,
because
not
this
really,
just this dragged.
Yeah, it was a shame because both guys in the ring are just superb. I can watch them for hours, but keep the mics away from them.
But I can't wait for this next week. That's going to be something special for I think.
That main event's the show.
Up to right.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's that main event for next week. But this main event tonight, and God, this show's flown. Like, we have flown from these 2 hours. Anything I was going to say about Thunder, it never drags. Apart from that promo, the show itself generally never drags.
No. Did you know how long the in-ring action we had this week?
Go for it. Tell me.
22 minutes.
It's a two-hour show.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus.
22 minutes.
Oh, God. Okay. Right. Wolfpack rules, Nash and Konnan against the Steiners for the Tag Team Championships. Steiners don't even get an entrance. The Steiners don't get an entrance.
Best tag team in the company. Don't get an entrance.
Nash and Konnan are wearing six shirts, and there's a lot of six shirts we see tonight, and the announcers actually acknowledge that six is injured.
Right.
Now, we're in end of January, 98.
Yeah.
2 months from now, he shows up on Raw and cuts a promo.
Yes.
He gets fired soon while he's injured. They're still acknowledging him now. Now, surely at some point, Bischoff knows at this point he's firing him. He must have an idea. We can get rid of you. We're going to pull a power play. Hogan's probably there like, look, Hall and Nash, like, they're not me, brother. Like, I'm the top guy here. I'm going to show Nash and Hall who's boss, fire their friend. And Bischoff does it. They must be planning this already.
Yeah, they have to.
Why do they keep acknowledging Six, who they know is not going to be on their TV show again?
Again, it's boys going into business for themselves, isn't it?
Yeah. Right, so obviously the story coming off of Sold Out was that the Steiners are still having a bit of an issue. Scott wants the limelight and the glory. Scott didn't get in this match. Like, Bagwell comes out and they start having a pose down.
Yeah, why?
Rick's in the ring. Nash hits Rick with the belt for the DQ. And then the Steiners just vanish. Like, they disappear.
It's just such a waste of time. Like, what is the point to all of this? This match went 4 minutes 52. Just give that to Benoit, Malenko, Jericho and Guerrero.
Yep.
And have a really good 10-15 minute main event. What is the point of this?
Nash hit the jackknife on the referee. Nash was arrested. He went out smiling. Show over. What was this?
Oh, you get arrested for hitting referees with power bombs.
Remember, the powerbomb is banned, though, isn't it? So he's not allowed to do that.
It's a criminal offence.
I assume that being on £50,000 that obviously Hogan will have to pay because Nash is dirt poor. So, the bank of Hogan, brother, will have to get another deposit there. I feel let down. I thought the last episode of Thunder before Sold Out was good. Sold Out, by and large, was good. This show wasn't.
Yeah, it couldn't. You could have. There was 7 matches. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 matches. You could have got rid of 5 of those,
probably,
and then just given the rest of the time to DDP, Sick Boy, Booker, and Saturn, and then the tag match.
So, coming off of the Nitro and Thunder following Sold Out, we know where we're going with Super Brawl starting. Mm-hmm. We've got Hogan versus Sting to determine the Undisputed, until they decide not to make it Undisputed anymore. World Champion WWE, we have a no DQ match for some reason with Randy Savage and Lex Luger.
Yep.
The Giant is still hurt with his broken neck and his eyes from the coffee. Dusty Rhodes is a big bad heel for some reason. Goldberg's still getting over. We had no cruiserweights tonight. No cruiserweights.
No, not at all. They're all here next week, by the way. There's six of them.
Of course they are. Is it a six-man tag?
Of course it is.
Brilliant. Okay, can't get more than one segment. That's great. We get DDP and Benoit next week in our main event. That should be something good if it gets more than... But can you see how much time that match gets next week? Just out of interest.
Keep talking for a minute and I'll find that for you.
Because I'm going to take a wild educated guess here with my limited four episodes and a pay-per-view knowledge of WWE to say that probably gets no more than 10 minutes and it's 10 minutes if we're lucky. Is it 5 minutes?
I'm struggling to find it. Hang on, let me search for WWE Thunder and I'll get back to you.
You put more time into this than creator putting WWE in the whole of the existence. Because Benoit and DDP, even after a really bad promo exchange set up, should be a good main event. Go off at a 10-15 minute main event, absolute gangbusters, not game buster, Dusty, gangbusters match. And you know, whoever gets the win, it's a great half four match. Both guys get put over. Show goes off the air with a new champion or defending champion. And so that's a good match to finish the show. A good 10-15 minute match to finish the show on a 2 hour pay per view, a 2 hour show.
Yeah.
What does it actually get?
Well, if I tell you that Saturn versus Disco Inferno in the middle of the card gets 7:04.
7 minutes for Disco Inferno.
Paige and Benoit get 6 minutes.
What the fuck are we doing? Is it too late to pull out? Is five shows too late? Is are we too far in now?
We're in for this now, mate. I'm looking forward to that 6 minutes.
Does it end cleanly?
No, of course not.
Oh, God.
The entire flock show up.
If you want to tune out of next week's show, we won't blame you. Like, just don't. Just come back in 2 weeks. Just easier. Come back in 2 weeks. Okay, so, yeah. Because can't wait for that one. Can't wait for 7 minutes of Disco Inferno, but 6 minutes of Benoit versus DDP. Brilliant. As a main event.
Yep.
Okay, well, that was episode 4 of Thunder. It started on a high. Stagger Lee was back. We had new metal grating for a set, and then it just went back. It found a cliff. It jumped off. It found another cliff. It dived off that one as well. One cliff wasn't enough. Two cliff edges weren't enough. How far down can we go? This WWE. We're gonna keep looking for that bottom of the barrel. We're a long way to go.
Just wait for next week when we get the 56 seconds of Jim Neidhart taking on Louis Spicoli.
I'm going to insert a sound effect of like just me shooting my fucking head off. Save me.
Oh, God.
Save us, please.
I mean, Nitro is probably not any better, though, is it, to be fair?
Nitro is probably
in ring wise, is just as bad as this.
Can we get Retribution to cut this show? We need to get them to come and just take the show over. Just cut it.
Yes, we definitely can.
We start the show and it literally just cuts off about 50 seconds in. It's just dead air for like the next 22 minutes. It's just nothing. So everyone's thinking, why is it not playing? What's going on? It's playing, but it's like, you know, we get counts, we get play counts. You get to avoid that show. Everybody wins.
I mean,
go and do some ironing, do some hoovering, do some housework, do some admin, do some paperwork. Just leave it playing dead air in the background. That's it. And we'll see you in a couple of weeks.
I'm not against it, to be fair, mate.
Jim Neidhart.
We get Jim Powers next week as well.
Show saved. We're back. It's all right. Come back next week. No dead air. We're gonna fill that bad boy and we're gonna put on a hell of a show. Because we're gonna do what WWE couldn't tonight.
It's taking on Goldberg.
We're gonna get on that.
I'm gonna take detailed notes of that 1:08 match.
Google Docs when I what hit it. Oh, you tell what, the government lost all that Excel spreadsheet data. We're going to blow Excel up with the notes on that one. My God.
Oh, Christ. I almost bad people left my computer.
Oh. Tell you what, forget what you're doing for work. If we watch that show, do we have to volunteer to shave our legs for that one? And wax.
Yeah, I mean, Arsenal will be more painful, to be honest.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Okay, let's make the best of a bad situation. Yeah. Somehow, because... I don't know, but anyway, let's
tune in next week. It's gonna be a good
one. Oh yeah, you can't wait. We're gonna sell that bad boy. Oh, come on. Okay, this has been episode 4. Thank you for listening. If you have any comments, good, inevitably bad, then hit us up in normal ways on Facebook at Ring the Bell Show, on Twitter and Instagram at Ring the Bell Pod. Ross, what's the email address?
ringthebellpod@gmail.com.
Man's an expert, people. Man is an expert. If you think we've earned a review, a rating, you don't have to rate this one, honestly, because we're bringing those W's, so we don't deserve this. Like, we've stolen time. We owe you this half hour back, if anything.
Yeah. I mean, wait for the main shows of Andrew and Martin. Just review those ones, please.
We do other things. So if we just don't mention like bringing the thunder again, Ross, me and you can just do anything else. Let's talk about, I don't know, the Cat versus Terry Runs or WrestleMania 20 or something, or WrestleMania 2000, whatever it was called. We'll do that.
Yeah.
Anything. Yeah.
Be fine.
Wasn't it a stink face match or something? I don't know. We'll cover that. This wasn't mentioned again, ever. Not again. But if you do think we've earned any kind of rating or review, you can do so on Apple Podcasts. You can also subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Amazon Music, Stitcher, TuneIn, Spotify. You know all the spiel.
We're everywhere.
We are literally everywhere. Yeah, we are like COVID.
Slightly less deadly, although the thunder of making it seem maybe worse.
We are, you can isolate with us. There you go, you can isolate with us. Just tell Alexa to play us and you'll be fine.
Yeah.
No mask required for us.
Not yet, at least.
Not yet, no. Thank you for listening. You are absolute godsends, every single one of you. This has been Bringing the Thunder. I have been Andrew.
And I've been Ross. Andrew.
Yes.
Ring that bell.